With MSONews Sports, I'm Rick Moore. We're back now with the Gloucester High School football coach, Dan O'Connor. And, Coach, welcome back. And you're 3-0. It's got to be a good feeling up to this point.
And Rick, thanks for having me. Always great to talk to you. And, yeah, absolutely. You know, feeling good about the way the kids have played over the last 3 weeks and the work that they've put in. And, you know, they're enjoying these last couple of weeks. And back at the grind, though, is heading into this week and trying to get better.
What'd you see from the film, Dan, that you learned that maybe you didn't see during the game?
You know, I thought our special teams were fantastic. Jalen Severino, as the punter for us, sophomore. There was a couple times that we were pinned back deep, and, you know, he was able to put a good leg on the ball and really flip the field and make St. B's go the long way, which our defense was able to keep them in check a little bit. But I thought our special teams unit, honestly, all season long has been fantastic, whether it's been kickoff through the end zone, you know, good field position on kick returns, our punt team and our coverage on punts has been great, and obviously kicking a field goal last week to put some points on the board against Weston, and then the PAT that ended up being the game-winning point on Friday.
Yeah, I want to bring that up again, Dan, for sure. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because that was a game of attrition against St. Bernard's. Field position was really everything in that game. And it was curious to me that on several punts that your team made, St. Bernard's made no attempt to field it with the wind, you know, coming into their faces. And so Gloucester got a really good roll. And I'm curious as to how it is teaching kids on punt teams, because first of all, I know the blocking is you know, a whole lesson in and of itself, but the kid back there receiving the ball, that's not easy for a single guy back there.
Absolutely not. And, you know, I think Jalen actually does a really good job. He gets so much height on his punt,
mm-hmm.
that ball floats up there and sits up there. It allows our punt coverage team to get downfield, and they're coming, you know, guys are coming down. That's hard for pros to do. You see pros those things up.
Yep.
And to ask the high school kids, sometimes it's easier sometimes just to get out of the way and take your chances on the roll and the bounce. But, you know, we've been fortunate. You know, Jalen's got a gift with his leg. You know, but our kids work special teams a lot. You know, I'm down here at the high school right now. I'm watching our kids walk up to the practice field already, and they're going to start snapping. They're going to start punting. They're going to start kicking.
Mm-hmm.
And work on those things now before the rest of the group gets up.
I got to ask you, Dan, once again, we talked about it before, but your point after team and your field goal team, the three guys, center, holder, and kicker, Woodfelt especially, how much of a weapon is that for you guys? I mean, it's not common in high school to have that kind of consistency and accuracy. And then I want you to focus on Woodfelt too, because he seems to have a really particular talent in putting a ball long distance right down the middle.
Yeah, you know, Witt's one of the better kickers we've seen come through here for a while. He came in as a freshman and started kicking for us right away, putting in PATs and things like that, kickoffs. He's a former soccer player. You know, that COVID season in 2020, he actually played he lettered in four different sports. Right? He played soccer in the fall when they got to play, and played basketball, played football with us, and plays tennis. So he's a really, really good athlete. But you're right, like the long snapping, whether it's Gucciardi on punt or Jaden Toppin on the PATs, and this year Joey Allen's been holding for PATs. You know, points are important, and for us to get into a comfortable range where we're not going to take empty trips of an offensive possession and feel confident in getting some points on the board, we're going to take those chances. That's evident. You know, on Friday, offense wasn't doing a whole lot, but, you know, we got down and Witt tried the 42-yard field goal, was just a little bit short on that. But, you know, PATs and field goals, we feel confident with Witt kicking.
Okay. 66 points scored, 22 allowed. says a lot about those two aspects of the game. We just talked about the kicking aspect, special teams. Tell me about your defense, Dan, because it has stood up well in the first three games.
They've been playing really well. They've been prepared really well and preparing really well. They studied. They watched film. You know, yesterday we came in here for our first day of the week, and they had already known a lot of what Salem was doing lineup and formation wise, you know, but so they're taking it serious and they're owning that as players and as coaches. It's easier to, and fun to coach when those kids are putting in the effort ahead of time without being asked. Definite shout out and credit goes to our coaches on the defensive side. You know, Brian Anderson, who calls our defense, is one of the better ones that we've seen down here in Gloucester for a while. You know, has these kids prepared, ready to go. And the kids are flying around. That's mm-hmm. the biggest thing. We have a lot of kids that have played a lot of football, and so they're experienced. And the best part for us as a coaching staff is to see almost 11 halves on a tackle at any given time.
Yeah. You know, you're down 6-0 throughout most of that game from the second, late in the second quarter on. And it was pretty much a standoff, you know, just everybody throwing haymakers at each other. And then late in the game, you know, you bust one for 51 for Souza. But we spoke about it after the game, and I think it's worth mentioning again. The other team, St. Bernard's, to me, they had some big dudes up front. And your guys, you got some size here and there, but it's a typical Gloucester team. However, the stamina at the end of the game, it really did seem to wear the other guys down.
Absolutely. And, you know, that Friday night was an example. You had both teams that had a lot of guys going both ways, offensively and defensively. And there's sometimes when you're not watching necessarily the play happen, but you're watching what happens in between plays and what players might be doing different things. Felt like our kids did stand up really well.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that that's a credit to their dedication in the offseason, their effort in summer running and conditioning and spring running and lifting. And those things are they're noticeable, and those things make a difference, and that's why we do them, and that's why it's important for our kids, and really all of our kids, our sophomores, our freshmen, our kids that are on the sidelines, to notice that the reason we won that game was because of the effort that were put in, not last week, not the week before, not any time after August 18th, but really in July and August.
Yeah, and that's a message that the older kids will be getting in down to the younger kids, you know, all the way down the line into the youth football. I have two more things to ask you, Coach. Number one, every coach talks about improvement. Obviously, as a teacher, that's what you want to do, and as a coach. So go back to preseason and come to this, coming up to the fourth game here. What are you most pleased with in terms of improvement for your team?
You know, we've been able to play, especially last week, a little bit more physical than we have in the past. And I think that's an important aspect for us to play. Offensively and defensive lines, I think we're playing a lot more physical than we have shown over the last couple of years, which is huge for us, and we're happy and excited about that. You know, we have a lot of seniors that are playing. We don't have a very large junior class. So really, really, you know, excited about the progress that some of our sophomores are making and playing meaningful roles for us.
All right, Salem, Coach Burchard's got Salem 3-0. He had a great year last year. What do you see from these guys? They've scored 94 points in their first three games.
Yeah, they're good. You know, it's a talented group of kids that they've got. Similar to us, it's an experienced group of kids that they've got, you know, that have played a lot of football. And so they play well together. They play for one another. They're talented, they're deep, they're big up front. And, you know, we're looking forward to it. The last couple of years we've played them, they've had our number a little bit in terms of the final score, but they've been good. They've been good games.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking to, you know, show ourselves that we've improved a little bit, show other people that we've improved, you know, a lot from where we were last year, and looking forward to a good game.
All right, that's a 6:30 start at Bertram. Coach, congratulations on the great start, and good luck this week.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, thanks, Dan. Take care. That is Dan O'Connor, who is the Gloucester High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.